It is about 22 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. Of course, you're tuned to 90.7 here on WTIP, and you're listening to North Shore Community Radio broadcasting at 90.7 FM WTIP in Grand Marais, 90.1 FM WGPO Grand Portage, 89.1 FM WKEK Gunflint Lake, and on the web at WTIP.org. And Dick, we're excited to have the next pair in the studio because we love great music, and we've got some real musicians in here again tonight.
This is classic.
We've got Cal Hand, and Cal has played, for a number of years, I guess is the way to say it. and he is quite a player. He plays the dobro, the steel guitar. He's started out with the Sorry Mothers in the 60s and 70s, and a frequent Biscuit Band collaborator, a longtime member of the Prairie Home Companion Band, and he's also backed up such artist as Leo Kottke, who we were lucky enough to have up here at the ACA at one time, and Peter Lang, and now he's retired, but he's up here to make music this weekend with his daughter Amanda, who has just a beautiful voice, and of course, growing up in a musical home like that, she's going to pick up even more than her talent
a lot, yes.
shows. So anyway, we want to welcome both Cal and Amanda Hand here to the Roadhouse. You know, I have to turn on their mics before they can say anything. There we are. Welcome.
Luckily, they haven't tried to say anything
that's
so far.
Sure.
You've been talking right through it.
I know.
You said our most important thoughts for the day, and you missed them.
Yeah, off air, you meant. Said them all, sure. Well, anyway, Cal, it's nice to have you back to the Roadhouse. I know you got to bend down for that mic there, but you were here on here once before. We had a great time with you.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Oh, gee, you do.
No,
this is the Roadhouse. You do whatever you want. We're happy. Yeah, it's great to have you. And you were just mentioning to us off air that you're retired now, and you find that you're not playing as much music as you thought you would.
Yeah, and that's my fault. Nobody to blame but me for not opening the front door and going out to the car and getting in. I think I could.
Yeah.
There's lots of music in the city, so.
Lots of places to play.
You mentioned playing with a friend, Papa John Colstead, and I think everybody remembers that name.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the old West Bank, University of Minnesota area music musicians, and what, Kerner Ray and
Glover,
yeah.
Yep, yeah. Those guys, yeah, they were the superstars in those days.
Right.
They'd been touring in Europe in 63 or 4. And I think the Beatles were fans of theirs, I understand.
Huh. Wow.
And so, yeah, John and John Kerner and Tony Glover still play around the area.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah.
Yep.
I'm from that era myself, Cal.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing I was interested in asking you about, I know you were played with the Prairie Home Companion, Powder Milk Biscuit Band, and so on. Did you happen to come up here in Grand Marais when Garrison came up here? Were you along at that point?
I was not. The first time I came to Grand Marais was when I came up to visit Amanda and her family after they moved up here. Mm-hmm. So this
really?
Is my
okay.
first time.
Yeah, I was wondering, because he was up here and with a few of the band members back then. That would have been in 73, 74, something like that.
I must have missed that one, because that's when I was started.
It wasn't ever broadcast. He recorded it, but he did it in the old playhouse, you know, where Betsy's studio is now. It was a great, I thought to myself, I wonder if you were involved in that, because I know you were playing with them back then.
Yeah.
Now there's no hope to getting them here, because
we're too small.
They say if you don't hold 2,500 people, we can't do it.
Yeah.
And we'd have to have several venues all taped together.
Yeah.
And it still wouldn't work. So, Amanda, it must feel great to have your father up here and to play music with him.
Yeah, I feel super fortunate. You know, it's been a busy couple months here, and like I was saying before we came on air, I went down to Minneapolis to actually practice for tomorrow night's concert. Mm-hmm. And you know, was feeling a little harried and like, oh gosh, I got to get down there. I got to get all this stuff organized, you know, blah, 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 kind of how life is. And then once I got down there and it was just me and, you know, no kids with me that time. And I realized just how grateful I was actually that this had been put on my agenda, you know, by other folks having such a good idea and feel super lucky to be able to play with my dad. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell folks out there a little bit about what's happening tomorrow night? That's the Ole Opry happening at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts?
Yeah, exactly. So it's the Grand Marais Ole Opry. We have about four acts playing and some overlap between all four of those acts. There is a classic country theme to the evening. Some people are diehard classic country folks, and others are kind of dabbling on the edges of it. It's a new adventure for some of the acts. And the idea, it'll be emceed by Carl Solander from WTIP's own mm-hmm. classic country, and it's meant to sort of be modeled after the Grand Ole Opry. And the idea, we should say, was conceived of by Dean Farnham, who holds many jobs in this community. I know Dean in his work as a custodian at the school, and so we would chat after school when he would come in to take out my garbage and vacuum my rugs, and he said, oh, I would love to hear you sing some classic country. It would be so cool if we did something like the Opry up here. I said, that sounds like a great idea. I have no energy to organize. Tell Kate Fitzgerald, and I'll sing. So that was the birth of the whole event.
Yeah. That's just mm-hmm. wonderful. Yeah, you know what I think we ought to do right now, if you guys don't mind, is I know people would like to hear some music. Maybe you could introduce in what you're going to do?
Sure. So as we were saying earlier, we have the challenge of having a fairly short set that we're doing tomorrow night, and we didn't want to spoil the concert, and so we had to come up with other things to also do here on WTIP. So we'll start out with something that's probably the least classic country of what we're doing tonight, but we'll grow into one of the songs we are doing tomorrow night. So this is a song by a singer-songwriter out of Vermont. Her name is Anais Mitchell. And I think, did we run this maybe one whole time through, like 40 minutes ago together? So yeah, it'll be interesting. This is called Old Fashioned Hat. Summer went the way of spring, winter's waiting in the wings. We haven't saved anything, but that's all right, 'cause we already paid the rent. Still some money we haven't spent. Put on something different, we're going out tonight. You for so long, even when I could only do you wrong. Go see if they have our song on the jukebox over there. A dollar gets you seven plays. I'll watch you through the smoky haze. Secret smile on my face. Sorry if I stare, but you look like a stranger in that old-fashioned hat. And I've got a pocket full of change, and I don't want to go home yet. Clearly I remember when I used to scratch my poems on the backs of other lovers, darkness of my mind. But that was before I made my home in the marrow of your bones. Know your features like my own, even from behind. But you look like a stranger in that old-fashioned. Full of change, and I don't want to go home. dance into this very tune. Then we'll have a honeymoon. Then we'll start to fight. So bring the tonic and the gin. Say what was your name again. Stick another quarter in. Stay with me tonight. You look like a stranger in that old-fashioned hat. I've got a pocket full of change, and I don't want to go home yet.
Wasn't that beautiful, Dick?
Romantic relationship.
Man,
song.
I tell you what.
But Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Cal, where did Amanda get that voice?
Her mother.
Oh, okay. It's not you then. We were not going to ask you to sing. Is that what you're saying?
We can ask all you want.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that her was. Mom is a really fine singer.
I believe it. I believe it. In fact, she was here the last time, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that now. It's
she
just
needs to go out and do it more.
Very talented
I think
family.
She's listening tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sweet song. And the jukebox, seven plays for a dollar.
It's an old song.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an old, not only seven plays, but a jukebox.
Not only a jukebox. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't see those anymore, but it definitely fits the. It fits the country mood, too, doesn't it?
It does fit the country mood.
Images.
That's for sure. Now, you do some writing yourself, don't you, Amanda?
I do, yeah.
Are you going to play any of your originals tomorrow night? Or
I'm not. No, you know, my writing is a little bit, you know, it wouldn't fall into the classic country genre quite as tidily. We could, you know, we could spin it that way for sure, but it's a little more, I don't know, straight folk or singer-songwriter or something. So it's been fun to just dig right into all of these fun songs that I didn't have to worry about writing. It's
sure.
Actually, they're far more interesting.
Is it hard to delineate classic country from regular country? Or, I mean, how do people figure that out?
I just ask my dad.
Oh,
I have
knows.
No idea, but he really knows. I thought, okay. Oh, we'll just do a short set and, you know, he'll help me figure out the songs. Oh, boy, was I wrong about that. Well, now you got to have someone who's playing on the guitar with you knows the style. And well, what is the style? I don't know. I just leave it to him.
Bring up a six-piece band.
Now, Cal, what you're playing tonight,
yeah,
I always get confused.
That.
Is that called a dobro? A steel guitar are similar or same thing?
Yeah, well, the dobro and a steel guitar are both played with a steel bar. That's where the steel comes from.
Okay.
But, yeah, this is an acoustic steel guitar.
But you got steel strings.
Got steel strings, steel picks.
And he's holding it flat in his lap and not holding
That's
it
That's because
up
he's retired now, Dick.
Yeah, I don't have to hold it upright.
The tired part was.
Don't have to be upright anymore.
Amanda's holding hers upright. She's not retired.
She's young and energetic. You know. She can do that all day, I guess. But it does have it resonates so well.
It's got a resonator in it, actually. That's what the
that's
mechanics of it are, and so it gives it a different sound.
And that's a classic country instrument, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Originally, even before it became a bluegrass instrument, people used it in country prior to bluegrass.
So. And did you play other guitars before you decided this is the one I like?
Well, only for a short time. I when I heard this for the first time and found out what it was and then managed to get my hands on one.
That was it?
Yeah, and I have no calluses on my fingers to fret the strings anymore because you don't do that. You use a steel bar.
So. What do you mean you use a steel bar? There you go. Yeah, that's in his left hand.
Now, nobody can see it other than us.
Well, no. But
and in his right hand, he's got picks on each finger, or three fingers.
Yeah, dude.
Thumb and the first two fingers.
Yeah, it's pretty standard setup for steel guitar or dobro or banjo. That's real common. Also, guitar players, some of them use picks on their fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a few other artists that have been here, several, I guess, with similar guitar, and it always amazes me the sound that comes out of it, you know, compared to other instruments around. It's just so unique.
Yeah, it's really unusual, and they started making these before electric guitars were developed. And this was just a kind of a mechanical speaker to have in the guitar to make it sound louder. And it also changed the tone of it.
When did was it originally designed to be played flat on your lap?
I'm not sure which way it was originally designed for. I kind of think that it was designed to be played in the standard guitar style. And then some people played it flat, like a Hawaiian style is what you would call this. Okay. Not the music, but the way you play it with the steel bar. And then they started making ones with thick square necks, like the one I've got, that you can't really fret, but it's sturdier, and so it wouldn't go out of tune if you put a strap on and stood up. It wouldn't flex so much.
Oh, I see what's going on here. You don't compress the strings onto the frets.
No, the steel bar is like a movable fret.
Oh, yeah.
And it slides up and down and pushes on the string, but doesn't push it down to the fret.
Somebody came up with a great idea.
Yeah.
At some point.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. Do you play other instruments as well, Amanda, besides a guitar? Or
I do.
Guitars?
None of them well. I play piano. That's what I do most of my writing on. Some of my favorite work that I've done is in percussion. Actually, I've played with a couple Brazilian percussion ensembles. I love world percussion.
That's a long way from classic country.
It is. No, although, I don't know, actually, you know, Bela Fleck, you know, great banjo
that's
player,
true, yeah.
went to Africa tracing the roots of the banjo. So, I don't know, I think it's all pretty well interrelated if you go back far enough.
So the percussion, we're not talking about a drum kit. We're talking about
congas and djembes and other handheld pieces that go with those.
Yeah. I think it's time for another song.
All right.
You guys all right with that?
Yeah.
Great.
This one is, you've heard it a million times from everyone in Cook County and beyond, but Angel from Montgomery is just the best song
that's a great
ever
one.
Written. Yeah. Hard way to go. kitchen. I can hear them, they're buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and ain't got nothing to say? Send me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on. Just a hard way to go.
Okay.
Another beautiful song.
That
great,
that's beautiful music, isn't it? I mean, the whoever wrote that one, I'm not sure.
It's John Prine.
John Prine, okay. That's
and
very
played
sweet.
So well, too.
Yeah. But not a real happy relationship there.
Well,
if you're in a happy relationship, you're going to be in the relationship and not bother writing songs about it.
That's true. Right. That's true. Works, right? That's the unfortunate part about it, isn't it? They're all, no, well, that first one was a little happier than this one.
Yeah, somebody wrote that song.
Yeah.
Whether they were in one or not, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. Cal, I've always kind of wondered. I've talked to another musician that played for Garrison Keillor on that show. What that show was like for you to be a part of, that was Prairie Home Companion.
Well, when I first started playing was early on, the first year.
Oh, really?
First summer, I guess it was. And it was really neat because we didn't have a live radio show to do in the cities, you know, and so we kind of threw things together. We couldn't play the same songs over and over every time, so it was kind of a challenge, but it was and Garrison was really flexible on what we did. You know, we picked the songs, and so it was a whole new experience for a lot of us, most all of us, to be doing something like a radio show. And it was a great experience. And you know, I remember the very first time I played, the audience was smaller than the musicians and staff that put the show on. And I had met Garrison, and he had asked me if I would like to play on the show. And at the time, I was playing in a band. And so I said, yeah. I said, but often Saturday, I'm playing those nights, you know. But I had a night that I wasn't playing, so I just went over to where they were doing the show, which was in a little, it was set up kind of like a mini gymnasium in the, it just on the other side of the wall from the NPR offices. So I went over there and ended up playing, didn't take a guitar or plan on playing, but he asked me if I played guitar, and I said no, not regular guitar, and I didn't have mine with me. And he said, well, do you play anything else? I said, well, not really. He said, well, what about an auto harp? I said, well, you know, I can go in the back and rehearse with my friends Bill Hinckley and Judy Larson. I can probably do an auto harp song. So that was the first thing I played on Prairie Home Companion was Garrison's auto harp.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I had a good time.
I forgot about that. He used to play that all the time, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
And then Stevie Beck came
Beck,
on, and she was the queen of the auto harp.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Who were some of the other musicians when you first started out there?
Oh, Bill and Judy. Yeah, we had played together in the Sorry Mothers, you know, before. And Bill and I went to school together when we were kids and started playing music together. We started at the same time, you know, playing music. And Adam Granger came along, and the Powder Milk Biscuit Band, Mary Duchesne and Bob Douglas, and I think Dick Reese was on bass. And then there would be guests in from out of town. I remember in that tiny studio. Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee were there. My mentor and hero, Josh Graves, who played dobro with Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys, came and did a solo there. So that was great for me to see him, you know, perform. And we'd already known each other. And, boy, I'd have to dig back through my old listings.
How long were you playing? How long did you do that gig? How many years?
It started in 74, and I think through 86, so about 12 years. And by then, the show had become a national show that had been carried nationally on public radio stations. And I did some of those. I remember getting to play with Chet Atkins.
Wow.
On a show. I played with Becky Reamer Thompson, now Becky Thompson. With Peter Ostrushko, we did a little trio on some of the shows. And different people who would guest who would come to town, and Garrison thought a Steeler and dobro would be good to have, so I kind of ended up being the houseman for that.
Do you guys have any idea, well, especially back in the beginning, that the show was going to become anything like what it is?
Not at all. It never occurred to us, you know. I don't know that it occurred to Garrison, but he just kept working and working and working, and he still does. He and I are the same age, and I don't know how he does it, frankly. He's amazing.
You can't hear anything in his voice indicating his age at all, really.
Amazing, he's an amazing guy and really talented. He still makes me laugh.
What do you remember, Amanda, about your father playing, and how was that to have a father as a musician and out there on evenings?
Well, it was great, actually. I mean, I was dragged along for the ride oftentimes. So, you know, I remember things like going to bars in the middle of the day and, you know, getting free pop and doing gymnastics on the electronic bull crash mats, you know, while they'd rehearse. Or I'd often go, you know, hang out backstage while they'd rehearse all day on Saturdays for Prairie Home Companion. And there were always great snacks in the dressing room. I remember that. And very kind people, you know, all of the folks who would wash through those shows, you know, were always happy to
fun people
stop and talk and, you know, really generous with their time. So I remember once you were on, what was the Minneapolis Austin City Limits version, you know, kind of that show that Public TV did, a music show.
Oh, yeah. it was called Nighttime's Variety. It was on for 2 or 3 years, I think.
And you played on that once, and there was, along with you, there was, not playing together, but there's this group of maybe West African men musicians, and they were just charming. I remember talking to those guys and, you know, their beautiful accents and music I'd never heard before. And, you know, I have lots of fond memories of falling asleep at parties with music playing into the wee hours of the morning. And
memories of that, too.
Yeah.
Maybe we weren't at the same party.
I don't have any memory of that at all.
Well, I always thought that was a good way to teach kids to sleep through anything, was to take them to a music party. I remember just before I moved up here from Georgia, I would go to bluegrass parties like that. And I remember one house we went to, and it was a two-story house, and everybody would bring their young children, and there might be three different bluegrass bands going on each floor. And then their kids would fall asleep wherever they got sleepy and fell asleep, and the music would be going. And these kids were just completely conked out. So I thought that was a good way to...
Amanda must have stayed awake because she certainly learned the music.
Yeah, well, she soaked it up one way or the other.
I guess you can do it while you're asleep, Dick.
You can.
Yeah, I think that's how I did it. Yeah.
That's the only way I could probably do
it. Well, yeah. We weren't at the same place, so we didn't learn much. But, yeah. You know, we have time for that one more song,
okay.
If you guys are willing.
Sounds good. We'll do one from that we're going to play tomorrow night. It's Johnny Cash.
I'll put the mic down this time.
At my door, the leaves are fallen. A cold, wild wind will come. To corner. Help me.
You can hear that song again, plus several others.
That's at the Grand Marais Old Opry, and it's the first time that we've had that, I believe.
That's
it's
right.
7:30 tomorrow, I think it is, at the ACA.
It
and,
is.
And you can get tickets up there during the day, I'm sure, and online. And I want to put in a pitch here to call it the Grand Marais Grand Old Opry. Why not? Why not... You know, I mean, it's a beautiful play on the word there, Grand Marais Old Opry, but Grand Marais Grand Old Opry.
Well, Dick, you'll have to get involved.
I know. No. I take back that
okay.
suggestion.
Suddenly disappeared, I think. No more involvement there, I guess, though. Anyway.
I think it's a copyright issue.
Oh, yeah, be, I suppose it is. Good point.
Yep. Now, that's something that Dick should be aware of. So.
Yeah, I should have been. Go. I got called on that one, didn't I?
Yeah. Hey, we want to thank both of you for coming in tonight. It was really a pleasure to have you.
Thanks so much.
On the show.
Thanks for having us again. I told you when I first came in, I felt like I was wearing out my welcome here.
Oh, gee whiz. That's
a
long way
anytime,
from that,
man.
That's for sure. And we hope that you will come back anytime you're in town, Cal, and Amanda's willing. Come up and join us here. Just give us a call. More than interested in having you on the show. And have a lot of fun with it tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it.